Welcome to The Grow Show, brought to you by Marty Grunder's Grow Group, where we specialize in helping landscaping companies to clarify their platform, grow their people, build their processes, and realize profits. Everything we teach is grounded in real experience. Our team is actively involved in the day-to-day operations of Southwest Ohio's Grunder Landscaping Company. New episodes are released weekly on Wednesdays and are made possible with the support of Bob Yard. Remember to subscribe so you never miss an episode. Now here's your host, Marty Grunder.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever the case may be. This is Marty Grunder from Grunder Landscaping Company and the Grow Group. Thanks for downloading the Grow Show. Today's episode is focused on consistency, folks. So important in any successful business. We're going to have a great discussion, but first, a reminder. You can get the latest episodes of the Grow Show delivered straight to your phone, tablet, or computer by subscribing wherever you get your podcasts or watch us on YouTube for an enhanced learning experience. The Grow Show is the greatest thing since Dan Pink on YouTube. Dan is a former speechwriter for Al Gore. He is a brilliant author. The guy is just a super thinker. If you haven't gone on YouTube and watched some of his lessons, I highly, highly, highly recommend you do. He's brilliant. He's also helping me get in shape because I walk on the treadmill and I try not to get off the treadmill or running on the treadmill. I'm walking more than running, folks, until I'm done with his lessons. It's great. And I actually got this thing going on. I'll show you a little picture of it. I jump off the treadmill. I go up to the mirrors with my dry erase marker and I write an idea on it. It gives me something really good to think about and I capture it and I take it with me mentally. Just try a couple Daniel Pink on YouTube. You'll love it and report back to me, please. Okay, now on to this week's edition of The Grow Show, all about consistency. You know something, folks, I have learned a lot in the last 2 years about growth. And I'll tell you one thing, it exposes the inconsistencies you have in your company. We have some of them, we're working through them. It's all part of that growing pains. And what I'll tell you, no matter what size you are, what works at one crew breaks at 5 or 10 crews, or what works at 5 or 10 crews breaks at 30 crews, okay? You know, we've said for years, you've heard me say, those of you that follow me closely, that what gets you to a million doesn't get you to 2 million and beyond. When you're at a million five, the span of control of that owner, you can kind of keep your hands on everything. You know all your team's names. You maybe know accounting pretty well. You know your customers. You just get beyond that and the span of control breaks. And you kind of see really plainly how good you are at developing other people. And the challenge with this is that customers don't see departments, or if you start a new branch like we did, they see one company. And while it would be nice if they cut you some slack, especially after it snowed 10 straight days, right, Northern friends? My buddy Brian Fullerton up in Novi, Michigan, he's just getting killed. And clients just don't understand, folks. They pay you, they expect you to produce, and there's never going to be a level of empathy from them that you might think. We're just too close to the situation. You know, we see things. We would give a contractor a pass, okay? Your clients aren't going to do that. They're going to see your inconsistency. They're not going to see that you've gotten better. They're going to see that you're still not where in their mind, their mind that maybe leans towards perfection that you're supposed to be. And if you're not consistent, then you affect trust, you affect referrals, you affect retention, you affect margin. And also, you got to think about this. Consistency lessens stress for everyone, okay? So let's break this into three areas where most growing companies struggle to stay consistent. And I think there's three areas that are very, very clear. Number one, company culture. Number two, quality. And number three, client experience. So let's talk about each one. Number one, consistency, company culture across all crews or across your branches, whatever it is. I think it's very, very important that you define culture in observable terms. Culture is behavior, ladies and gentlemen. It's not values or posters, okay? You can post all these values. You can put these on the poster. You can even hold a seminar, but it's what your people are doing is your culture. So the question becomes that you got to ask yourself, like for us here, what does doing it the Grunder way look like on a job site? You got to teach to that. How the leader or leaders go, so goes the team. And you know what goes downhill, right? We know that. I've told you the story a few times of me flying on American Airlines several years ago, and I was sitting up in the front row. There's no first class, but I was in the front row of a regional jet. And when the flight attendant got done with her flight announcements, I had my legs stretched out over that fluorescent line that separates the galley from the cabin. And she kicked my foot and she said, "You're going to have to move that. That's not going to work." She didn't warm it up, say please or anything. And I looked at her, I'm like, what is your problem? And I just started thinking, like, somebody probably yelled at her. The captain was probably mean to her. She probably asked for the day off and they said she couldn't have it. How you treat your people is how they treat your teams. And how your teams are treated is how they're going to treat your clients. So things we got to role play on and show are, how do you speak to a client? What if a client comes out and yells at you? What do you do? How are problems handled? What do we do? Do you role play? How do leaders correct issues? Do you talk to all your team? Do you present the common things? That's why it's important when something's happening throughout the week to note it, to put it in your OneNote, and to review it in your leadership team meetings, okay? So we got to show people examples of how they're supposed to act. What does quality leadership, teamwork, and profitability, our four core values here, what are real live examples of each one of those that someone can get behind and understand? The second part here on the culture is standardize those non-negotiables. Core behaviors that never change regardless of location. Like there's a start of the day. We start here at 7 o'clock. If you're not in the circle at 7, you're late and you're going to get on the exception report and you're going to get called out for it. We have cleanliness standards. Your truck has to be kept a certain way. We talk about that. We reinforce that by calling out the people that don't have their trucks clean, and the folks that don't have their cars or their trucks clean get called to the side and they're talked about it. Like, we don't do it this way. This is how we roll. What are our client interaction rules? You know, what do you do? What can vary versus what cannot? Does your team have a limit as far as how far they can go to fix something? Okay. The third part of this consistency in terms of culture is, and I've already hinted at this, but culture's taught through leaders. It's not taught through memos and emails. It's taught by people observing behaviors. If leadership is not behaving right, you can't expect the team to behave right. Okay, if leadership behaviors vary, then the culture gets fractured. If you have 5 group leaders and say you got 30 crews and the mowing crews get away with whatever, their trucks are dirty, they can be late for work, you got a problem, you got a fracture. So you have to train your leaders to model standards. We have non-negotiables. These are things we're going to do. And then you got to enforce it. I'm sorry to say this. This morning, there were 4 people that were tardy during the snow repeatedly. They were warned. They were all let go. All 4 of them, from what I know, nice people. But we can't have that going on here. Then we let everyone else do that. Okay. So you got to model those standards. You've got to enforce them. And I think this is an important thing to understand. You got to coach, just not correct. You know, as the parent of 4 kids, you can't just say, don't do that. You got to tell them why. The older they get, they will begin to understand the why. I think team members are the same way. Like, to just tell them to go do this, to do something, but not tell them why, is a mistake. When you train on the proper planting of trees and just sit there and drone on about how you plant a tree, I don't think that hits home as much as if you tell them, we want to plant this tree correctly because first and foremost, we don't want you to hurt your back. Safety is very important. We don't want the tree to die because if it dies, it's going to cost the company money. And if the tree dies and doesn't perform well for the client, we're not going to get a referral. We're not going to move forward. You may think that's trite, but I think things like that help people understand things better. And I think they realize that you're treating them like an adult. You're not just barking out systems. Speaking of systems, reinforce those systems. Regular meetings, your morning huddle, your check-ins, your one-on-ones. Recognition tied to cultural behaviors, calling out people, holding people accountable when standards slip, even if it's difficult. You know, again, here, the big takeaway, if culture isn't systematized, it will default to personality. As Peter Drucker said, culture eats strategy for breakfast. The interpretation of that, folks, is it doesn't matter what you say, it's what you do. It's what's going on in your organization that everyone is going to observe and realize what the culture is. You can't preach that part of your quality standards is safety and you've got bald tires, no safety chains, and you don't do any safety training, all right? So first and foremost, culture in terms of consistency. Consistency, number 2, quality of work with multiple crews and managers. And I think you got to define what quality means and you got to document it. You can't have it assumed, all right? You got to use checklists that they have to check off to get through things. You have to use standard operating procedures. You got to use visual standards, photos and videos. I think that you've got to think about this and you got to have process over talent. You don't rely on good people just to figure things out. The system should produce even on a bad day. And I think some of the things here that help, pre-job checklists, going through, making sure that job is set up right before it's even booked, job completion checklist, our men and women have to go through Aspire and check it out before the job is completed and it gets put in for billing and it has to be gone through that. Punch list standards, visual examples. My buddy Roger Sitkins, who listens to The Grow Show, Roger does what I do for the owners and leaders of landscaping companies. Roger is world renowned in the insurance industry. He does the same thing for them. Roger's become a very good friend of mine. He belongs to a wonderful golf course outside of Atlanta at Reynolds Plantation. And one day he sent me a text. He was back by the cart barn and they had pictures of how the golf carts are supposed to look when they put them away. And they had good, better, best. And they showed a picture of a golf cart that was kind of clean, but the scorecard was upside down. It had the wrong tee sheet on it. Then they showed another one that was a little bit better. And then they showed best, which had everything lined up, the water bottle there, the golf balls in the cup holder, the tees, you know, the cart was fully charged, all that. And Roger said, you know, the simplicity of this photo is brilliant. Do you have visuals like that, that show good, better, best? And are you shooting for best? Do we talk about where we park the truck and where we go from the truck? Do we get into the finite details? The work that is sold by our team, they're being watched all the time on cameras and out the windows. Do they understand how much work is sold by them being watched? Got my tongue tied there a little bit. Does that make sense? Like we tell our team all the time, you're always being watched. We got people at work that are sitting there on their camera watching you do everything. So be mindful of that. Set one standard, one scorecard, same expectations for every crew, same KPIs across the managers. What is your rework rate? How many callbacks have we had? Are we passing the inspection? The consistency in the measurements, folks, gets everybody on the same page, and it leads to consistency in results. Inspection and feedback loops are also important. Inspect what you expect. Fast feedback. Same day corrections. Not 2 weeks later when you do a review or at the end of the year for a review. All right, we're talking about this right away. We're moving this. We're getting better every day, a little bit better. Post-job reviews, post those photos for all to see. Reinforce the positive. Get a private Facebook page that only your team is on and post them on there. Managers must learn how to coach to the standard, not their personal preference. You might look at a cleanup and say, I think that's good enough. If that were my house, I'd be happy. If that's not the standard of the company, you can't do that. You got to take it to the next level. Or it might be one of those things where you're like me and you have OCD and you want to go too far with it, okay, which is beyond what the company's calling for. You can't do that either. Okay, so there's a reason there's a standard. Here's the big takeaway. If quality depends on who's running the job, you don't have a system. You got a risk. And that's not scalable, okay? So we talked about culture. We talked about the training thing going on here and the consistency there. Let's talk about the client experience with crews and points of contact here in the third point. Map the client journey from the first call to the final invoice. I want you to identify who touches the client, where do the handoffs occur, when you live there in the transitions. That's where the consistency breaks down. Do you have standard communication and expectations? What clients can expect every time? Are there response time standards? Are there updates? Do we issue resolutions? Are there scripts and templates to help them, especially for scheduling? Are you using something like Aspire or LMN that makes those things easy to schedule, to delay, to put a change order? Have one voice and one message. The folks, the boys and girls, the ladies and gentlemen at the top, the people like me, I got to be in lockstep with my team. I can't go around and say something else. The crews, the office, the managers, they've got to be aligned. Our monthly grow meeting where we bring everybody in the company together is a very expensive meeting to have, but it helps with alignment. It erases some ambiguity and confusion and avoid those mixed messages. We don't want to hear somebody say, that's not my department. Clients should never feel internal confusion. If it's not your department and you don't know the answer, Mrs. Jones, I'm sorry, let me look into this. I will get back to you or someone from the team will get back to you within 1 hour. Is that okay? That's a lot better example than, I don't know, you're going to have to call somebody else. You know how many times I've called a company and they told me I had to call somebody else? I'm like, are you serious? I'm the customer. Don't do those kinds of things. Feedback as a control system. Reviews, surveys, follow-ups. You got to get out there, put your bait in the water. You got to find things. Look for patterns, not one-off complaints. There's always going to be somebody. We're coming off 10 straight days of snow here as I record this episode. And we have some clients that understand snow, and we have some clients that don't understand. For the most part, we've done a really good job. We've had to lick our wounds on some mistakes. We had a snowstorm that lasted for 10 hours. We went out and plowed once, and there were two or three tickets that got missed and didn't get put back up. We had so many stops, we missed it. That's on us. We screwed up. The client has a right to be upset. The clients that think you should be out there with a tarp catching the snow before it hits the ground, that's really hard. Like, you can't do that. You got to try to talk to your clients and get them to understand that. So we're looking for patterns, and there's always going to be clues. You know, success leaves clues. So does failure. Use that feedback to tighten the systems. Don't blame people, okay? Clients don't judge your intent. They judge consistency. Secret shop. Call your own company. Ask your clients over lunch or golf when they're down, what do you think of my business? Like, my, you know, maybe they say, oh, I think you're good. Well, listen, I know I'm good. Could you tell me anything that you would do differently if you own the company? I know it's coming from a good part. Can you help me get better? You're always better off getting in front of your team saying, hey, I talked to Mr. Crabcakes and he said he thinks we could communicate better. And here's what he said. Then you saying, I think we could communicate better. You know, those third party feedback like that, instead of just you, I just think it's more impactful. So let's pull this all together here and wrap up episode 157 on The Grow Show. The consistency framework. Here's the core idea that we're talking about today. Consistency comes from clear standards by trained leaders in enforced systems. Clear standards plus trained leaders plus enforced systems gets you consistency. And then remember the three parts: culture, the defined behaviors. And it starts with you, folks. The folks listening to this today or watching this today on YouTube. You got to be great at what you want your followers to be good at. Quality. Do you have documented processes? Do you have pictures of good, better, best? And are you shooting for best? And then finally, the experience, the standardized communication, the elimination of that's not my job. I don't know what to do there. You're going to have to call the company. Getting rid of all those things and role playing through all that stuff so that people get a feel for how that works. At the end of the day, ladies and gentlemen, growth doesn't break companies. Lack of clarity does. And clarity of purpose in a business is your most leverageable asset. All right. I want you to ask yourself today, as you listen to The Grow Show, where are we inconsistent right now? If you hired your own company, where would you be disappointed? Is it a people problem? Is it a system problem? Encourage your team. Reward the ones with verbal praise in front of others for doing the right thing. Document one standard this week, train one more leader intentionally, get them involved, and again, by all means, recognize those who are doing it right, inspecting one process consistently, all right? We had a lot of information there on consistency. I hope we helped you, and I hope you not only see the importance of consistency, but you see some ways to be more consistent. Maybe your team can listen to this with you again. Okay, that's going to do it for this week's edition of The Grow Show, folks. If you haven't done so already, subscribe to The Grow Show, and if you can, give it a rating or leave a comment. That helps more success-minded landscape professionals find us. And if you really want to help us, share this episode with your team or any landscape pro you know. Take your phone out right now and text it to them. And then check out Bobyard, the AI tool we use for measuring at Grunder. I think you're going to like it. Thanks for joining us on The Grow Show this week. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks for listening to this episode of The Grow Show. And thank you to Bobyard for their support of this episode. Visit growgroupinc.com for more resources to help your landscaping company succeed. We'll talk to you next week.